Okay. As always, I'm being very, very conscientious about the time today. And what Anne just shared with us is exactly the format that in 30 minutes or less, I try to convey as much as we can. Now, granted, like last week with our special guest, Bill, and then second special guest, Ron D'Amico, we went a little longer talking about energy tests, and it's almost impossible when you're talking about specific things to fit it all into 25 or 30 minutes. So, but I want to just cover some announcements. The line is open if you guys have got questions or comments. Anne mentioned, and it was supposed to be up and available 3 days ago, but there was some, I'm not sure what the deal was, but actually I do, let's see, what was, I'm trying to remember from my notes. If you were on the kickoff call 2 days ago, Anne talked about the convention, the global convention coming up next March, and the idea was that the registration was supposed to be up and available 2 days ago on May 1st. However, they want to regroup some things and get focus on getting everything shifted over to the new building, which I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But look for the convention registration, all that stuff, to be coming later this summer, okay? And that, all I wrote down in my notes is it's coming later. So, on that note, and I'm kind of looking at a bunch of different notes all scrambled together, next Friday, a week from yesterday, Niken will be making the big transition, the big move over to our new facility. If you looked at your e-newsletter that came in the mail, you should have seen that and a picture of the new building again, with some more photoshopping going on, and the Niken logo and name across the building. And until I'm down there, which I will, by the way, I will have firsthand visual of it, until my family and I go down later this month to spend some time at Disneyland, the happiest place on earth, we won't know exactly what's on the side of that building, because I'm not sure which photo to believe versus which ones we've seen in the past, because of everything can be photoshopped this day, this day and time. Let's see, there was a couple things I covered everything last week. Oh, I know what it was. I wanted to draw your attention to, if you saw that e-newsletter that came out, one of the neat things they're doing now is listing, when you go on into the information center and the news section of Niken, you can see all of the recent news items that have been in that e-newsletter. And one of the cool things that when you click on the 2 for the win, click here to read entire story, we're now seeing, which I think is really cool, is we're seeing a running total of all of the people that have pulled this off, all the wellness consultants in North America. And you can see January, February, and March, they are now posted. As soon as they get the totals for April, they will be posted as well. And something to note, for the first time ever, we're seeing people who are earning $400 in one calendar month rather than just $200 in free product. So congratulations to Al and Sandra Thornton, who now are into the sponsoring 4 people a month to earn $400 in a free product. And talking with them a few days ago, they also repeated sponsoring 4 in the month of April. So if you look at this list, that means that they did it in, they are on the list for January, February, and then March they did 4, so they got 400. So 200, 200, 400, and 400. If I'm doing the math correctly, that's $1,200 in free product that they earned from Niken. That's 12 people that they've introduced to AutoShip and got them on 100 points or more. When I spoke with Barb Satterwhite, their sponsor, a couple days ago, she said that they brought on in the month of April 9 new consultants in their group, and their group is not huge. Alan Sunder have been Silvers for a bit of time, but they've just been refired and reignited, and their group is expanding like nobody's business. So, that list is there, and I'm going to talk about this more next week. And talking about the intention, the power of intentions. And those of you who have been to Humans Being More and understand the power of intentions, I would welcome you if you'd like to join me in a lively discussion next Saturday. No scheduled guests. I'm going to give it a week breather. And talk about the power of intentions, because I've had some aha moments the last few weeks in seeing what we can and cannot do with the power of intentions, and see where that goes. So I'm trying to remember. I don't think there was anything else I wanted to really key in on. All the announcements I covered last week. That was the one thing about them moving into the new facility. On May the 8th and 9th, they're slated to do that, which I believe is at a Friday and Saturday. I believe it's next Friday is the big move day. And yes, Thursday and Friday, 8th and 9th of this coming week is when everything will be officially, all the rest of everything will be moved over to the new facility. And there could be, just go ahead and count on it, okay? Because when it was announced to the President's Club a couple weeks ago that there could be a glitch in shipping that day, I'm sure there, or maybe I missed it in the announcement, but just plan on May 8th and 9th that there will be serious shipping glitches, or just orders won't be going out that day. I think that was what was said in the email, that any auto ship orders that are set on the 8th and the 9th, they'll go out on the 7th. And then anybody that, we still order, we can still put orders in, we can still sponsor people as far as the actual, their solutions being shipped, it'll get tagged to the following Monday morning, the 12th. So, not a big deal. You know, it's a couple days. This is a huge, major move for Nikon to get everything transferred over. And my gut tells me, based on previous experience, that they'll be playing catch-up for a little while, too. So there may be a little bit of extra time. But then again, maybe not. I don't know. You know, let's look at the glasses. Definitely 100% full. Not half full or not half empty, but it's 100% full. They'll just have an opportunity to roll with it, and our new vendor that's doing all of our shipping will figure out a way to get all this done, because that's what they do. So the line's open. If you got a question or a comment, hit *6 on your phone line and fire away. Again, *6. And I don't dare open the line, because all it takes is one person, and then we got mass chaos, because somebody's got their lots of activity going on in the background. I find it very, very hard to believe that there's no questions or comments.
Thank you, Vance. It was a great call. I just want you to know there is someone out here listening to you.
Oh, I know there's lots of someones out there.
I hope everybody has a very happy and blessed day.
I know we will, Justine, because most of us, unlike Anne, we're not dealing with snow.
Well,
in May.
Who knows? We're on a lake, so anything can happen with us.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, guys, gang, guys, gals.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I need to get in touch with you about my web page or something, and I know Tuesday is usually a pretty good day for you.
Tuesday's a great day. What question do you have about your web page?
I don't know how to do it, and I need someone like Joe and Taylor to help. You can help Ron, because he's the one that does all the computer work.
Well,
good times to you.
The easiest way to do that, and I would welcome a call, I'm not a tech support person. Having been to India, I'm not. I don't run a call center, and I can do a pretty good job, Punjab impersonation, and talk about 13 wives and all that stuff. But no, in all seriousness, the easiest way to do and set up your web page and all that stuff is to do exactly what Justine's asking of me, is call somebody who's done it and let them walk you through it. It's pretty simple to walk through. And NECAN, by the way, NECAN has some great tech support people as well that get paid to do this. And they are really, really good. I know when I set up ours, I just kind of followed through, and I couldn't figure out how to navigate around certain things. And so I called them, and they said, oh, no, click here. Oh, okay, so they've tried to make it. I know Brenda Ogden, when she set this whole thing up, I believe her and her team set it up, their goal was to make it as simple as possible. And that, you know, when you go into, and I'm looking at ours right now, personal web page, and when you click on that option underneath My Business, and this is only available, by the way, for those of us who have paid for the premier package of NECAN, the $24.95 a month, to have this, and it definitely pays off for us every month. The gal I referred to yesterday that placed an order as a customer, her one order paid for this. It's the profit that we made, that, you know, the 25% retail markup, and I don't feel obligated to give people a discount if they're a customer and they don't want to join. I mean, I have offered different times people a 5% or a 10% discount for different things, or if we're doing a push, you know, to really try and get the volume up for, you know, whatever reason, then I may offer a 20% discount. But we're not obligated to offer that for our customers. But all those settings in there, personal settings, lead collector setup, edit my story, edit, you click on any one of those, across that toolbar, and again, this is when you enter My Business, you've clicked on, you know, personal webpage, and it's right there. And it shows you how to drag things into it, the personal links, the webpage statistics. I think we're probably maybe using, for Stacy and I, maybe 20-30% at best, 40% of the capabilities of our webpage. Because one of the things that I've learned over the years is, as great as the internet is, and as wonderful as having a web page is, it does not replace the face-to-face or over-the-phone contact with people. Anne really did a great job of sharing that, is that we can't replace that. You gotta get out there and talk to people, ask questions, and follow up. And
Yes. Yes, Jean, don't mean to interrupt you, but I think the battery's about to go on my phone. I wanted to tell you, she can also go to pathfinders.biz under business launch, and Rick's got on there to customize setup unique into PWP, and he walks you through if you want to put a video on. We are going to be updating that the 17th when we have the workshop in Austin. He is going to show us how to put some new, like a new LinkedIn video and some more on. But the basics are there if anyone wants to look at that.
Thank you, Jean. And Justine, did you catch that? It's pathfinders.biz. So www.pathfinders.biz, and go under business tools.
Business tools, okay.
And there's a whole section in there.
It's under business launch.
Business launch, I'm sorry. Thank you, Jean.
He just rearranged everything. I looked under tools, too, before I said anything, and I couldn't find it. But it's under business launch, right, at the first thing.
Business launch. And there's some fantastic instructions in there how to put other videos, how to pull them from other sites and put them onto your website.
Okay.
You know, if you don't like the, or if you want to expand it a little bit more than what's available, there's a lot of stuff that NECAN has made available. I mean, a lot of stuff. I mean, it's huge. And I registered a customer yesterday, the young man I talked about, that works in the North Dakota oil field. And I know exactly what he can see when he gets registered as a customer, and how much is available to him. You know, the product technologies about NECANN, the training events, the product testimonies. I mean, all these different things. And folks, I don't want to sound arrogant at all, but every couple of weeks it seems like I get hit up by a company that wants me, or somebody that wants me to either check out their company that they're now associated with or affiliated with, or they're actually trying to introduce me. Stacy is now, my wife Stacy is now up to, I think we were counting them up last night, six people that have recruited her for the same company. And a friend of ours asked me to actually do some due diligence and look at this and review it for her, as she said, before I get any more into it, because she's used the product, she's got some results. And I did. A couple weeks ago, I spent about 15, 20 minutes reviewing, and two products. That's all they have, this particular company. They have a face cream and they have a skin cream. That's it. They got some great testimonies. They've got a major intensive marketing plan that I don't have any idea how they'd even do a workshop and explain it, because it's got so many different intervals and breakaways and all this stuff. It's a holy smokes. They probably don't talk about it or the complexity of it. They probably just say, hey, no, just focus on those two products. Either buy this pack or you buy that pack. That's it. And that's how they're being successful. But that's it. But what do you do for water? What do you do for sleep? What do you do for air? Or what about nutrients? That's my question every single time. If you're a Johnny One product company, what do you do for the other areas of wellness? And that's what this 21-year-old shared with me, he said, because he'd worked with a couple of companies so far. And he said, Vance, I like what you're saying. Sleep, water, air, nutrition. And he actually admitted that his dad had invested quite a bit of money in a water unit, a Kangen water unit. And he said, it was a lot of money. He said, we get some really good water. And he said, I feel better when I drink it. He said, but wow, what you just said about a bottle or a home unit for, you know, around $400, that makes a whole lot more sense. So, anyways, we all know this, of course. So, any other comments, questions? Line's open. We got time. Got a few more minutes for the top of the hour.
One more question, Vance. Can we still get information, or how do we get information on Dr. Weintraub that did the thing on polio and magnets?
You want a great site for that?
Yes.
Go right on back to pathfinders.biz.
I got that.
And in there, let me pull it up so I can direct you accurately. Mom and I were looking at all the different things, and she said, oh, here's something. And I apologize if this has been on there for a long time. But when you look at tools, click on the tools section, and you keep on going down to studies done on our technology. Okay, this is in the tools section. Scroll down almost to the very bottom. And there's the one that says studies done on our technologies.
Okay.
And I click on that, and all of a sudden I'm seeing thermal imaging. I'm seeing Michael Weintraub interview on magnetics for neuropathy. There's a body energizer study from Neurology Now. There's a carpal tunnel study. You know, it's not exhaustive, but there's about a dozen different links here. There's plenty. Absolutely plenty of scientific, you know, studies that these are third party. This is not a NECANN. These are not NECANN studies. These are other people that have spent their own money and
hey,
done
Vance,
studies. Yes.
This is Jerry Adams. The lady also mentioned polio studies. Actually, here in Houston at CIRR, which is Texas Institute of Rehabilitation, and that's where also Truex Suzanne got in touch with the same doctor who had done pretty extensive studies on polio patients, Dr. Balmona. And I can send you the link on that, text it to you, or email it. And
Vance, I just Googled that. All I put in was magnets and polio, and the first thing that came up is this study from CIRR that Gary's talking about. Innovation, yep. Technologies, and Energy Medicine, article on clinical investigations of magnetic therapy. It's there.
Magnetics and polio. Hey, and one other thing that I've been doing this for quite some time, and I'm not the guru on it, but it, when you go on YouTube and you just start typing in a variety of different things, or if you type in specific people's names, okay, for example, let me give you a quick for example. You want to hear a fantastic, amazing testimony that's 5 minutes or less on recovering from a car accident, a very life-altering car accident, type in the name Kay Logan when you're on YouTube. K-A-Y, last name L-O-G-A-N. And that pops up. And then what follows, what other related stories, are literally dozens upon dozens upon dozens of other Nikanites who have shared their story. These may be things that were posted last week, last year, 10 years ago. Doesn't make any difference because they're still timeless. And these are people that they're not infomercials. It's not glamorous and glitzy. They're just regular people in the raw sharing their story. And, you know, Ann talked about third-party validation. That is one of the fastest ways to show people that, oh, you asked about a specific issue. Well, let's see what we can find. You know, and oftentimes going to something like YouTube or to another site like that, just Googling it, it may not even mention NECAN. But that validates. And I think what one of the greatest things that I learned from Pat Truax years ago is let's look at the numbers of where we're at today. Coming into our 40th anniversary of the company's existence, they estimate about 40 million people have used our solutions. We're doing business in almost 40 countries and generated over $25 billion in sales. When you look at those numbers, you know, again, 40 years, 40 countries, 40 million satisfied customers, and $25 billion in sales, something obviously is being validated. Something obviously is working. That's a lot of numbers. That's not a coincidence. It's not a placebo. And that's what, you know, this is a vision to help people. That's the way Ann said it. Who wants to play? And if the people out there, or the question I was asked this week by a gentleman who was introduced to NECAN probably 15, 18 years ago, he said, I found it interesting, he said, I really just scratched in my head that there are still people out there that haven't heard of NECAN. I laughed. I literally laughed out loud because I thought, wow, where have you been? Because this is, I mean, there's countless millions of people. So, anyways, if there's no other questions or comments, I'm going to sign off. Wish you guys a great weekend. And again, next week, we'll be talking about intentions and the power of intentions, setting those specific goals, having a focus. And how we can really, really tap into what we have available, because I think a lot of us, myself included, we've forgotten how to do a lot of these simple things. And going back to humans being more the simple exercise and knowing that the mechanics, that's 0% of the equation. It's 100% intention. The mechanics will always take care of themselves when we put our intention out there and make that decision. And we see this happen time and time and time and time again. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being on the call, as always, and we will look forward to reconnecting again next Saturday morning, if not before. And I do want to apologize for not getting an email out this week. That's never my intention. It's just so many things going on at the same time. Could not get the collective thoughts and the time and just so many interruptions and whatnot. So completely
my
fault.
May I have one quick question? This is Barbara. That the third-party study, I think I missed a step on where we can find that. Can you repeat that really quickly?
Third-party study on what?
You were talking about, well, I in and out, I had a person come in and talk. And so anyway, you said it was, I thought you said it was Pathfinders, and you go to the bottom.
Yeah.
And there was lots of study about the Weintraub and all of that kind of information.
Yeah, pathfinders.biz.
Okay.
And then click on the tools.
Oh,
on the toolbar. Go to tools, and then all the way to the bottom of that page, and studies done on our technologies.
Okay, that's what I missed. I missed the tools part because I thought I'm trying to get in there, and I thought, where is that?
Yeah,
okay.
Tools. That's the keyword, tools.
Okay.
And just a word of caution, Barbara, and you know this, but a lot of people, they don't necessarily need that science behind it. When we can share with them what we learned last week about doing a simple energy test and show them how their body responds, tell them a couple stories, you know, people can't take away our story. It's our story.
Right, and I always, the story and all the muscles, you know, the energy testing and that, but I do have a couple people that want this information. And
right.
When they actually say they're analytical, fine. I don't go there at all unless they bring it up to me. I don't go there at all. I do all of just, you know, show the waters, the mag, you know, the M strides, and that's the best thing that's working for me good is
and the
inner.
Yeah, and the way this is set up, when you click on that studies tab, or when you click on that underneath tools, you can copy and paste that link that's at the top, that's up in that, you know, that box, whatever they call that box, at the
right.
top of your screen. You can copy and paste that into an email, and when you send that to somebody, it'll take them right into this site. So they'll see the studies in science. They'll see the thermal imaging, and they'll see all these other articles. Like I said, there's about a dozen of them here, everything from osteodense to carpal tunnel to diabetic neuropathy. You know, these are all kind of focusing on one thing, but I think people are smart enough that they'll get the connection.
Well, and that's what we want. And people want an email, and I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? So I was going to call and either talk to your mom and dad today or something. So this was great. This call was great. It's just done a lot for me today.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, thank you, Barbara. My pleasure.
Thank you, Ben. All right.
Hey, everyone, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again, if not sooner, next Saturday. Bye-bye.